Open Language 英语，
潘吉接力告诉你。
Hi guys, today we're going to be talking about driving, 开车啊。
All right, driving.
And cars. 那讲到这个开车车，当然很重要的，你车里的一些常用到的 different car parts, 车的这些部件。不是说很 technical, 要修车人才知道，但你每天在用的这些很重要，所以我们先来讲讲这些吧。你要开车的话，当然你就要用到这个方向盘啊。
Right, so that's the steering wheel.
Steering wheel. 在汽车里面呢，有很多不同的 wheels.
Right.
让车跑的那种轮胎、轮子那种就是 wheels.
Yeah, the wheels of the car.
对，然后呢，你手去操控的这个是 steering wheel.
Yeah, so steer is a verb.
对 ,steer 是个动词，它的意思呢就是说你去操控它，对吧，你可以转。
Yeah, left or right.
转方向的啊、So steering wheel 是你的方向盘，那当然你要发动那个汽车的时候你要踩油门。
Right, so that's the gas pedal.
Gas pedal 啊、那当你要停车的时候你就要踩刹车。
Right, so you can say brake pedal, but usually we just say the brakes.
The brakes 啊、
yeah.
好，那另外很重要的就是现在安全意识我们要有，要带上一个安全带。
Yeah, you can say safety belt, but we usually say seat belt.
Seat belt.、然后通常我们会用的一个动词就是 buckle, 对吧
yeah, buckle or fasten your seat belt.
Buckle up.、
Buckle up.
带上这个安全带 seat belt. 好，那我们也通常要检查一下你的这个、什么前视镜啊后视镜啊有没有角度调好啊。
Okay, so the one in the middle of the car, at the front,
在汽车里面的
right,、that's called the rear view mirror.
Rear view mirror,
yeah,
就是让
rear, so rear means back.
Rear, rear,、就是屁股的意思
yeah.
后面的
yeah, yeah, yeah.
对吧
You can see the rear, rear view mirror.
Rear view mirror, 反光镜啊。然后呢在车两边的那种呢
We call that a side view mirror or side mirror.
反正就是 mirrors, 对吧
yeah,
要检查一下。
Yeah, they're all mirrors.
好，那个车子最后面的后备箱放东西的那种叫什么
?The trunk.
The trunk of the car.
Right.、
最近我还学到一个新的词，我以前不知道这个东西叫做一个手套盒子。就是
Oh, the glove box.
对，就是在副驾驶这个位置，通常你这就是有一个小箱子，对吧
Yeah, actually, we usually call it the glove compartment.
为什么会叫 glove box 或者 glove compartment? 是不是以前的人都会戴手套然后就把手套放在里面
Yeah, I think in the very beginning, you always wore gloves to drive your car and you needed a place to put them.
To put them, okay. 所以就叫做 glove compartment.
So nowadays, we put like the car registration
对
in the glove compartment.
我的里面有很多杂八的东西。
Yeah, napkins or something.
对对对。
Ketchup from McDonald's.
What? Glove box or glove compartment 啊、
yeah.
好那这些汽车里面的部件我们讲好了现在我们啊还有一个很重要的如果你开手动的那种车手动挡的话你们会说
So you can say manual transmission that's the official name but we usually just say stick
So you can say I drive a stick
Yeah I drive a stick or I drive stick
就是我开的是手动挡的车那如果你开的是自动挡的车呢、
right.So that's called automatic transmission. You can say I drive an automatic.
开手动挡或者自动挡啊。好，那开车的时候，比如我们要掉一个头，这个掉头英文怎么说
？Make a U-turn.
U-turn.
Yeah, because it looks like the letter U.
对，我们这个掉头，其实你汽车行驶的轨迹就很像英文的字母 U， 所以在英语里面这个就是 make a U-turn.
Exactly.、It's an upside down U, I guess.
对对对，反过来的 U. Nonetheless, it's called to make a U-turn. 那向左转向右转当然很简单了。
Yeah, turn left, turn right.
那比如说急刹车，你知道有些时候就是 你可能前面有什么状况你必须很紧急的就是踩那个 brakes 一个急刹车
You can say quick stop or you can say emergency stop Because when you say emergency brake usually that refers to a different type of brake、
那有些人呢他在路上他开得蛮好的 也会踩一下刹车，所以就是像我老公他开车的时候，他就经常说 Why is he braking? 他就说前面的人怎么突然 就在那踩刹车，对吧？
But if you brake really suddenly, we have a verb for that. It means to slam on the brakes.
就是急刹车 To slam
on the brakes. Suddenly someone runs in front of your car, you have to slam on the brakes and stop immediately, right?
对，还有一个我最近学到的很有意思的讲法叫一个什么 Pittsburgh left 你听到过吗
Oh, does that mean like make three right turns or something?
反正就 有一个叫什么匹兹堡左转这好像也是比较危险的一种开车的
Yeah, actually lots of different cities have weird expressions like that I don't
对
know
对
all of those
好反正如果大家听到的话 就知道大概它是什么意思啊那再问一下 John 如果你很不幸的车子和人家追尾了追尾英文怎么说
So you mean someone hits you from behind,
对
right?
对对
So we call that a rear ending、
They
rear end you
那如果我追了别人的尾就是 I rear-ended someone.
Yeah, so you hit their rear, right?
你撞了他屁股了 rear.
That's kind of weird, because rear and end, they kind of mean the same thing, but you rear-ended them.
You rear-ended someone, 就是追尾啊。那有的时候你车子被擦了一下可能在行驶的过程中或者停在那里人家是哪个车擦了你一下那种。
So your car was scratched or scraped?
Scratched 或者 scraped 都可以啊。
Yeah.
那如果有的时候你开车的时候超出了他那个 speed limit, 你超速了这个英文怎么说
So there's a verb for that, and it's just called speeding.
Speeding.
You were speeding.
No speeding, right. 对吧？或者有的时候 you can be fined for speeding.
Right.
To be fined 就是要罚款了。
Yeah, we often say you get a ticket.
对 ,get a ticket, 一个 traffic ticket.
Yeah, the police officer gives you a ticket.
写一张票给你，对不对？好，那在中国常常会发生的呢，就是我们都很堵 ,so you're always stuck in traffic.
Right.
对不对？堵车啊。
Stuck in traffic.
And last but not least, 汽车没油的时候我们要去加油这个怎么说呢
We often just say get some gas or fill up the tank.
对不是什么 add oil.
No, we never say that.
So you can either say to fill up the tank, 就那个gas tank, 油箱对吧
Yeah, so remember, 汽油 is always gas. It's never oil in English.
Oil 是 what you cook with.
Right, but also a car does have oil, right? Motor oil, it's different.
对是不一样的。
So we always call it gasoline or gas.
那个是汽油就是 gas or gasoline. So to fill up the tank or what's the other term you used?
Get some gas.
Get some gas or to gas up.
Yeah, you can say that.
对吧 然后你是要去一个 gas station, 不是一个 oil station.
Yeah, and in the United States, there are a lot of gas stations. It's very different from China in that way.
对所以很多外国人特别年纪大一点到中国他说你们都在哪里加油 Where do you go to gas up?
Yeah, my dad always says that.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。诶最后我又想到一个在中国我们什么93号97号在美国你们也是用这个Gas,
yeah, that's called the octane.
Oh, so you 们不用这个数字的吗
Well, often we have like different types of gas and it's called like premium, regular. And it will say next to the gas, like premium is, you know, 97 octane or whatever.
但是你们叫他们的名字不会说我要加 97,
yeah,
我要加 93.
We don't usually say that, right?
你们就是要 premium, 就比较高级的、就是7号或者就 regular,
right,
一般的93号。
Exactly.
Okay, thank you for this one, John. 谢谢你。
No problem.
教了我们很多跟 driving 和汽车有关的知识。那我们就下次再见哦。
All right, stay safe on the road. See ya.
Bye-bye.